Hello, that's right. It's the good stuff. I'm going to kick things off with knives, the cutting edge. Now,
What?
you might think this is going to be an infomercial, but it's not. It's a poem by Jack Ostergaard.
Okay.
Okay? Most ranchers I have ever known have always carried a knife. Of all the tools he owns, it's the most essential to his life. With this knife, he can put together most any prolapsed cow with a little bit of cotton string and pure cowboy know-how. He may also use it to scrape manure off of his jeans and in an emergency to open up a can of beans. He uses it for castration or just to sit and whittle, to core or peel an apple or trim his fingernails a little. It's good for digging splinters from the top rail of a fence or even cut a thistle if he has to in a pinch. You can overhaul broken rack when you've just survived a wreck. Its uses are as limited as your ingenuity, by heck. Some cowboys have been known to use their pocket knife to cut plum blossoms for a bouquet to take home to their wife. With this simple tool, you can relieve a bloated cow about 4 inches from the hip bone, left side, remember now. You can do a C-section or even do a water belly or spear a slice of bread and spread with butter and with jelly. I've seen cowboys use one when they need to clean their teeth or to open up an abscess, cut it deep from underneath. You'll rarely find a cowboy without one in his pocket, along with nails and staples, for it's not for us to knock it. It's something he uses often but very rarely cleans, because it seems to be sufficient just to wipe it on his jeans.
There you go.
Now, my question for that is, how many of you sat out there and kept shaking your head, yo, yes, every time you heard something that sounded
It's
familiar?
one of those done that moments, right?
Yep.
Over 50 fun things to do and the passport too in the Valentine area. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. I listed some of these before. Here's some more. Fort Niobrara Wildlife Refuge in Fort Falls, rodeo fishing, water skiing, bird watching, cattle ranches, vinegary, yep, vinegary, Cowboy Trail Art Gallery, Samuel McKelvey National Forest, Bowery Ranch, Valentine Wildlife Refuge, biking, pool, coffee shop, Frederick Peak Golf Course, and Merritt Reservoir.
I challenge you to check out how many vinegaries you could visit.
I just know of one.
Yep,
That's
me
the
too.
George Paul Vinegary over in Cody, Nebraska.
That's right, exactly. Not very many vinegaries do you have an opportunity to tour. So when you come, make sure you add that. Local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. Yep, that's right. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Please check them out. You can subscribe if you go to tsln.com.
I'm going to finish up on some of those words in the English language that have two meanings or things that we say that we don't really mean or
Yeah,
whatever.
or backwards, or
I'm going to finish it up. This is
all
going to be
right.
it. Okay. So,
Would this be like the grand
the
finale?
grand finale.
Okay.
Why doesn't Buick rhyme with quick? Never thought about that one. Have noses that run and feet that smell. In the English language, how can a slim chance and a fat chance be the same, while a wise man and a wise guy are opposites? You have to marvel at the unique lunacy of the language in which your house can burn up as it burns down, in which you fill in a form by filling it out, and in which an alarm goes off by going on. English was invented by people, not computers, and it reflects the creativity of the human race, which, of course, is not a race at all. That is why, when these stars are out, they are visible, but when the lights are out, they are invisible. So think about that. Some things in the English language.
Oh, those are just fun things to, as you say, think about. I do agree. Mike, we have enough time. I'm going to poke some more of these in. I've been sharing how the world would be different if men really ruled the world. Well, garbage would take itself out. I think, hands down, if they could do that, that's the way it would happen. And instead of an expensive engagement ring, you could present your wife to be with a giant foam hand that said, "You're number one."
There you go.
Well, before we have to wrap it up, Valentine's Day would be moved to February 29th, so it would only occur in leap years.
Oh, that's not true. Not true at all. No.
Oh,
Hey,
that's
everybody,
nice.
if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.